Again, the current daven is set to a shun dev dal, begin the manal, begin the tez manal, the beginning of the words of the Gemara, b'shlosh yichimni, give tzedakah, that his son should live. Which we said that he's considered tzadigana. Taisa says, I voted non this, we're the paragam of the manal, always in the first paragam, says, always in the Mishnah Gimel, tiyu kabod mam sham shnos rab, don't be like the servants that serve the master, and has a kabod pass with the intention of receiving a reward. You see that ulterior motives is not righteous. So Taisa says, hainu b'umas ha'ilam, that's in the nations of the world, or as some Gisars have it, whoever is like the Gentiles, Shatan al Shain is where they regret the early ones if they don't get what they're doing it for the ulterior motive, that's not a righteous person. But a regular Jew would not regret it, and therefore he can still consider Tali Gamer, even if he does it Shayichabini or Amanasakabapas. And how do we know that he soured? Because he made the fourth row out of wood to burn up the house in case the Jews rebel. Shtay says, Hi Kra, actually this pasuk, the Megillah's Kairish Harishim, is actually from the scroll of the first Kairish. How do we know this? Because the Ezra B'Sefer has, like, we're going to save Ezra. Kishetiva, the Yavish Labak al-Khab is when the Yavish, when he sent to look at the original command of the first Kairish, because it's like, it wasn't Ezra Vav, Ba'adin the Yavish Malko Sham Tam, that the king, the Yavish, had commanded, the Genazir, that they checked in the books, which were hidden away in the treasury, and they found the command of Kairish, and mentioned over there, this pasuk. So the question is, how can you prove in this pasuk that he was wicked, if this is actually not from him? This is actually from the first Kairish. Mekamakam still says Taisus, that kivin al pi'oisa megillah tzibulimnes, but since it was based on that scroll that he commanded to build, the second one, we could prove that, yeah, he actually soured. It says Taisa Miu Kasha Web, it's difficult because the Elmanate the Bikhlas Machas Akashvari Kosna Sitna, because earlier, in the beginning of the King Machashverish, they although Kairish beforehand had already said let's build it, and Taisa Machashverish, they wrote this letters of hate to stop the building of Esamidish. Oksibit says, Bad Matil Zavidis Vesalod Bishalayim, that when they stopped doing the work in the house of God in Yerushalayim, Bamas Batlash Nas Tarkul Malchus the Yavish Malpras, they stopped doing the work until the second year of King Dayavish, the king of Persia. So the difficulty is that the pasuk that says that v'nidach v'di'ah that we're bringing in Tezgil Mask, which was in the beginning of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, that was in the second year of Daryavish. Now, v'kroi d'nevuas chagi, sh'manilei menisen, and the sukkim that are in the prophecy of chagi, that they come from Nisan, v'shnash tam l'diyavish k'sebuhu. That's in the second year of Daryavish. By Tuvan, we have many sukkim that says in the second year of Dayavish, the Lemaisi Acha that we don't bring over here, which is obvious that we come from Nisan. So Alma, Mangalim Nisan, Al Pishakrahim, what do you see that we come from Nisan, even though he already soured? So Tayseb, Shilling is Barlam and Dabad Achek, and maybe it wasn't verified to them until afterwards, and then they realized that it already soured, and then they changed it from Nisan to Tishrei. So even though really this was already at a later time, and they should have been from Tishrei, they didn't know, so they still counted it from Nisan. Tim next Tayseb, also begin the words of the Gemara. Shalema Ovid Malmala. The difference is Shalema Malmala did it from the wood from the top, but Ovid Malmala did it on the bottom. But we don't expound this anywhere from the pasuk. This was just a tradition that they had, that was the difference, and therefore that's why it's a sign that he soured. To next Taisa Masa, the beginning of the Gemara, Atkes of Kikrim Ah, until 100 kikr of silver, which says Taisa, this pasuk, Bishna Shavala Malachoya, this was in the a seventh year of his kingdom, Kisha'Allah, Ezra and Babel, Ezra came from Babel, and again, that therefore, we're counting from Tishrei, because this is already the bad version, not the unlimited version. Something that says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Shreshu Regalim Kisidron. This that we say Rosh Hashanah is for Regalim from Nisan, that's like Reb Shimon, like says is in the order. But saying the Nisan Rosh Hashanah, this that our Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah is Nisan is Reb Shimon. He welcome me, come on. This is what the Gemara says later on the days. But obviously, it seems like the Tzitz did not have the Gemara says we have it over here, which says explicitly. Today, it says not to begin with the Gemara Bacharamin. One of the things that you have Bal Ta'acha for is if you make a neder of a cherim, which Tzitz has been chemer gevaya, whether not like Rashi says only that of a cherim Lashem, but even being chemer kahanim, even that which goes to the kahanim, two types of cherim. Now, Ben Tam Pasak, he rules that the tzedakah, Shapoyis can leak me at Gabbai. One of the things that we mentioned about Tachas looks at tzedakah. So he says the tzedakah that you had pledged to give to the Gabbai, to the one in charge, yes, about Ta'acha, Malois of the Gabbai. That you have a violation about Ta'acha if you're delaying from giving it to the one in charge. But Ben Tam Gabbai, about Ta'acha, Malachalka, but the Gabbai himself, the one in charge, doesn't have about Ta'acha from dividing it to the poor. Now, but this, that a person takes a vow by himself when he wants to, that he'll give it tzedakah, that's in about tacha, that's not including about tacha, as it is when you have to give it to the gaba that you pledged with. They have halachas about ta'acha. Now the question is, about ta'acha, we're saying after three, you violate right away. So how are we saying over here that it's three amtaivim? Says Tesis, no, that's if this pulp is around, is right away. But you don't have to go ahead and seek out poor people, because manchal over shalachagom, as long as three amtaivim didn't pass, and that's the difference. Aye, but the parak pshita, this is the Gemara asks that on Rava, that it's right away. The Gemara says pshita because it's poor people, and Rishon the Gemara answers that the karbanos that since the whole halacha about tacha is taught in the context of karbanos, that's where ksiv you would think only after three amtem like karbanos. That's the chiddush says the Gemara that no, it's right away. Which first comes to explain what it means. Isn't that what we say here in our sugita? Actually, that it is after 3 am taivim. That's what it says. That's meaning even when there's the poor people, which that's what Rabbi is saying, it's right away. You would have thought it would have been only 3 am taivim, like by Karbonis. That's just saying that no, that's the chiddush that's going to be, even though there's poor people around, it's going to be right away. And so it says, don't explain how they come over the altar. This says you can violate right away. That's not a contradiction to our sugita that says only after 3 am taivim. But tzedakah, hainu, I say that, oh, that's a positive commandment. Like we find all the other ones, the regular Rabbi said that with one yom to be your violent positive commandment, because that would be the case of a little meimah, double regular lechah carbon, and should have said until it passes one yom to like carbon. Obviously, it's not just for the mitzvah say, but even the bal ta'achar, it's going to be right away with tzedakah if there's poor people around. Tunek says, Masim, to begin with the words of Gemara Maestris. And another item about ta'achar is on the Maestris. So it says, which Maestris are we talking about? Great Maestris Rishon, like the first tithe, the Levi, Maestris Shein, the second tithe, which we take up to Yerushalayim, Maestris Ani, the poor man's tithe on the third and sixth year. That there's an halacha about ta'achar. Now, what's bothering Tesis is that how can you say that you have three of them? The Torah tells you that there's halacha beer, which in the third and the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle. So says Taisis, Umasha Kabbalah, my cousin, man, be this, and Taurus sets aside the time of getting rid of it. Mikidah, so like says, Mikseh, Shalashon, takes the Gemara at the end of 3 years. Which Nam Perakate says, in the fifth Perakate, in Mishnah Bav, the Maestro Shani, that every Yomtev, Rishon, Shal Pesach, Shal Revish, Shal Shvi, Shal Yabir, that every Yomtev of the first days of Pesach, in the fourth and the seventh year, that's when beer was. What do you mean? I thought after 3 and 10, you're at Baltacha. So Taisis, oh no, the awesome over there, that you're saying is at the beers after 3 and 7 years, that you're not going to Baltacha of 3 and 10. That's because avavishly hivers. We're talking about even if the person didn't separate, the chayav lavish has to separate. Bavachabolo and this meiser, as long as it came to the period of meiser and this obligation to separate only from peiris which already grew the shear of the meiser. You cannot hustle like the Mishnah teaches over there. And on these peiris which you didn't separate, then you didn't violate in three yom tivim. Now because manchly hivrish lekoy baltacha, because as long as you didn't separate them, so there's no baltacha. Ah, but that's the thing, but you have to, but 3 and 7. But if you separate it, then you have baltacha, even then not reach the time of the beer of the third and the seventh year. And our sugya that says you have baltacha, after 3 and 10, Mr. Mother, they're already separated. And so says, hey, you should know this, because later on the Gemara brings and the Vav, two psukim for them all. You have the love of baltacha, which includes all those over here, and you have mitzvah sechat tishma, which includes karban and tzedakah. Gemara said, why do you need two psukim to say the same idea? Chad amar v'loy afresh. One's talking about where he said that he's going to give, but he didn't separate yet. Chad afresh like one is that he already separated, but he just didn't bring it near you, didn't sacrifice it yet. Now, avo maisus la'ashkechan al-chad krab. Regarding maisus, that we only found one pasuk, where that's only clear about ta'achar, and not from mitzvah d'shmar. So this says, obviously, you see that by maisus, there's only isur only when you separate and you didn't give it. When you didn't separate it, there's no isur about ta'achar, and that's what we're saying is beer up until third and seventh year. Additionally, you could have a situation about ta'achar that you won't have, but you'll have beer. It's kishin esmalach mikri, when it was smoothed out in the pile, being regular beer between the yomtiv and the zman beer. Where the halacha is that tvur is not obligated ma'isa until it's smoothed out in the pile. Now, if it's smoothed out before Pesach the third or the seventh year, it's chayvin beer, even though it's not ta'achar because it wasn't 3 yom tov yet. Because it's obvious that when you didn't smooth it out, you're not obligated in anything. And you wouldn't have had the chiv about ta'acha. Void, moreover, what you could say is, even if you'd say that, no, you chayv even before the third and seventh year, and you would violate already Baal Ta'acha, but you could say that Asakrad appear level of Bishnei Lavan. You're right, although there's Baal Ta'acha already, but this Zman Bir is telling you that you can violate another thing, that but if it's already the third and seventh year, that this is going to be another violation. The Kavasash can compare Kam Nadarm, like we find somebody in the first Bagadab, the Gimel Mabez, but the Gemara says that we compare Nadarm to Naziris to tell you that. If a person nullifies his nazir, he's also bal yachal. Shmuel explains that, yeah, there's going to be two violations. That's the same thing over here. Now, since it's a little bit of a wonder, because the lechash of achab chum and bikurum, why don't we mention bal ta'achal? We're going through this whole list. Chum and bikurum, cheikh and mabel kaman, maisa, just like we include later on the Haman base, maisa, now be number chum and bikurum, we should include chum and bikurum. So, say the Hashem and bikurum, maisa is, and maybe chum and bikurum are included in maisa, come and bikurum, duchli, kone chayim, that we find that when we say you're obligated to maisa, well, the Trum of Bikurim, and that includes also for Trum and Bikurim. Now, Amiel, however, says, Bikurim ain't lachash. Anyway, so Bikurim, there's no real concern why we didn't include him about Ta'achar, because the ain't dinim shalosh rabbanim. It doesn't have a halachic of 3 yom tevim. Because Elamat says about the Chag, Bikriya, Bikurim only brought from Shavuos until Sukkos in the recital, and Machag that Chanukah from Sukkos to Chanukah, but Bikriya without recital, and therefore it's not halacha of Azman, of even 3 yom tevim at all, like the one I was going to say later on regarding Pesach, and therefore that's why it didn't include it in the list.